making choices today. Michael Bayside, we have to make a choice to make choices.
Such a tkufa, but I thought maybe to still speak about Matan Torah, but in terms of what we've learned about it afterwards, lachra ma'isa, to bring out a very important point, which maybe was not emphasized, and I think that it's something that we could learn from and take into our entire lives. On Shavuos, we lay Megillas Rus. And although this is not the connection to Matan Torah, but I think there is a deep connection over here to what happened at Matan Torah. What was the story of Rus? In the story of Rus, we find someone, a princess, who's faced with making a decision. She has to make a choice. She could stay in her home country, she could become a princess, a queen, or she could go and become a Yid. And Lamaisa Chazal expressed this. The Medrash says that Shenicha Lios Giveres Umalka, she gave up being an important woman or even a queen. Lovoi Lachsois Tachas Kanfe Ashkin. Loshen Medrash Tanchum. And it's something that I don't think we can even imagine, such a decision, you know, being, having to decide in between these two things. And Lamaisa, she made the decision. Another Lashon HaMedrash, the Medrash says that she was considered, she named her child Oved after the father and the mother. The mother was called an Oved. Why? Rus was called an Oved because she was Dovka B'Yichud. It says Arpa was L'Cherpa. She didn't make that decision. The Rus Dovka B'Yichud. She was Mistabik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, she was called an Oved. Like the Pasuk says, V'shaftem Risen ben Tzadik L'Rosha ben Oved al-Kim L'Asher lo yavodu. That's what the Medrash brings. So again, she was faced with this decision, and she made that decision. She made the decision to go and to become a Yid. And we all know what came from that, David HaMelech. And an amazing thing to think about it. You know, the Pasuk says that by Shlomo HaMelech, it says that when he built himself a throne, he built also a throne for Ima Shel Malchus. It says that Rus is still alive and she sat next to him. So you can imagine looking back at her life and thinking where life took her, that she had this decision to make, and look what she had to see from it. She saw David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech come out of her, incredible, from one decision. That's the decision that she made. Klal Yisrael also, that's what I'm saying, another thing that we saw in Shavuos. Klal Yisrael also made a decision. We don't emphasize so much this part of the story. Kafalem Hakagigas would say HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them, but Lamaisa, it was a choice that they made. They said Nasa V'Nishma. And Chazal say that it was Gibor Kayach. There was something big in this that they undertook such a thing. They made a decision to be Makabel Dutera. And so we're talking about two decisions, and like, Klal Yisrael also, the rest is history, like they say. They got the Torah, and Klal Yisrael is still here today. The Am HaNivchar, other nations, are not around because we were Makabel the Torah, and therefore we have a future. Future Lelam Haba as well. So what do I want to talk about? I want to talk about this Nekuda of making choices, making decisions. That this is something we have to look back on Shavuos, and we have to remember that a person's life sometimes is decided by big decisions. But it's not only the big decisions. Not all decisions are as big as these decisions that we're talking about. We make small choices also, decisions, insaneness. And that's what I want to talk about. How our life is built and shaped by our decisions. And what we should take from the story of Shlomo, from the story of Rus, is how important it is to make that right decision and how to go about it. And this is, I think, an important lesson. There's a famous Lashon Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah says, in Shari Gimel, Ois Yud Zayin, he says, V'da ki amalilus hel yonis nimsru lon b'mitzvus asei. Over here he's trying to be ma'ur, the reader, to be mechazik in mitzvus. So he says, we tend to think that mitzvus lois asei are very terrible forever. Mitzvus asei, we don't see the gval, the gemailu in them. So he's trying to emphasize the mailus of mitzvus asei. So he says, V'da ki amalilus hel yonis nimsru lon b'mitzvus asei. There are big milos that a person gets from doing mitzvah saseh. Come on. Example. Milos ha-bechiru. Shanema u-bechar tabachai. The milo of bechiru. Like it says, u-bechar tabachai. What's he saying? He's saying that when a person does a mitzvah, besides for the fact that he's doing a mitzvah, a vada, a mitzvah, is a dove, a nerve, a kodesh, a person puts on tefillin, says krishma, whatever it may be, and he's doing tremendous things for himself, but he's emphasizing another aspect of that which a person does when he does a mitzvah. And that is, when he does a mitzvah, means he chose to do the mitzvah. And choosing to do a mitzvah, that's a milah. He says that's one of the milahs of mitzvah saying. In other words, he's saying something that makes the mitzvah a big thing, is that we're making ourselves choose b'chaim. What's the nekuda? The nekuda is that a person, we know, the milah of a person is that he's a Baal Bechir. A person has the ability to choose. And that's what we're talking about, with all these choices. The choice of Klai Yisrael and Kabbalah Torah, when Rus was given this choice. A person has the ability to choose. Animals don't have the ability to choose. What I mean when I say that, animals make choices. Animals, they make choices in a different way. They always go the easiest thing, the closest thing, the path of less resistance. It's a whole shmooze to explain about Bechir, but basically, that's the difference. Animals, you can predict their choice because they always do what's better, easier, more safe, whatever mile it is. They weigh the sides and they go that way. Humans don't make decisions that way. Humans have what's called bechir chafshis. They have the ability to choose what they want to do. That means even though something seems difficult, something is not the easiest choice, but they'll do it because they believe that this is the right thing to do. That's the mile of the year. Of a human, and a yid is someone who makes these choices. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that a person becomes a better person for having made these choices. It's a milo that a person has, that he's a b'icher b'toyv. That's one of the milos of a mensch. And it's something that we have to think about, this milo. We always think about it in terms of mitzvah, it's shana vada, that's what we're doing. But he's adding a new dimension to our avodah, which is a very important dimension. The dimension of choosing. Becoming someone who chooses and makes choices. The alternative is someone who doesn't take advantage of that. He just lets himself get bumped around, you know. He's not proactive, he's reactive. Right? Whatever happens, that's what he does, you know. Someone forces him to do this, that never breaks out. He never is able to make that choice that he needs to make. And this is something that's very important. This smile. I saw in Soloshin, with Chaim Voloshin, it was a tremendous chiddush to me. Chaim Voloshin, when he's talking about the Vilna Gaon, so he says, the Vilna Gaon used to say that the ikr masha odam masik bezeh olam, he's talking about what's the ikr, what a person gets in this world. He's saying a famous thing that the Vilna Gaon said about himself, that very often he was offered malachim, magidim, to teach him Torah when he was sleeping, other times, and he said he always rejected it. Why? Because he always wanted to work. He wanted to get his Torah through Amma. Famous thing that the Vilna Gaon said. But listen to the words, the way he said. V'ikr masha odam masik b'zeh olam al-yidei omol v'yigia kasher hu b'ichar b'teir u'mefana atzmoy l'divrei Torah b'zeh yisanach asroch l'yetzer yisbarach shemay. He doesn't say just through his omol. He says al-yidei omol v'yigia kasher hu b'ichar b'teir u'mefana atzmoy l'divrei Torah. It sounds something like Chazal Magen was mefana himself in the Divrei Torah, he had something else that he wanted to do, something else that he thought of doing. He's explaining something, that when a person learns Torah, what he's doing is he's choosing to put his mind into Torah with the exception of everything else. There's all kinds of other things going on in the world. Everyone has things going on in their life, things that they have to take care of. But when a person chooses to learn Torah, it's part of, that's what he's putting into the mitzvah of Talmud Torah also. He's putting it to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah also, that there's a choice being made. A person is choosing that to focus on this with the exception of other things. I'm not focusing on other things. And this is part of being a Leymid Torah, is that it comes with choices. And we all know that it's true, that a person has choices all the time. You know, he's tied to this, he could do something else, he has to. And he has this decision that he has to make, he's going to sit and learn. And it's a chashuv nekuda. I had once a diuk, I'll tell the oilim, if someone has a different teretz. I've told it over to some of the bachrim. The pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov was an ishtam yeshev v'holim. Right? Famous pasuk. Yeshev is spelled chaser, yud shin beis, without a vav. In other places, when it says yeshev, it says, late was Yeshev b'shara ir, and it says by Ephraim was Yeshev. It says Chaser. So what do Chazal darshan? But minu. In that day, they made him into the mayor of the city or whatever. What's the explanation? What are Chazal telling us? The difference between the word Yeshev when it's written male and when it's written Chaser is Yeshev male means he's sitting. He was Yeshev. It means he was there for a long time. He was established. Yeshev Chaser means that it wasn't such a strong, established yeshiva. It was yeshiva. So Chazal darshan that it just happened that day. That's why it says it's chaser, because it wasn't such a strong, established yeshiva. So I have a question. How would you write Yeshev? Yaakov was an ishtam yeshiv ehal. I would have written it male. He was probably there, planted. No, Chazal say it was yeshiv. The pasuk says yeshiv ehal. I never saw the ara, but lachira. I thought maybe this is the pshat. The pshat is because someone who learns Torah, like the Goyan says, he's always choosing to learn Torah. It doesn't mean because he had something else happen, but it means that there's always a conscious decision. I'm now learning Torah because this is what I want to do. There's always other things. Yaakov had other things to do. He was on his way. He was this. He had a life. No. A person has to make that choice. Just trying to point out this emphasis of the choices that we make in life. And that's what I want to talk about, is this milah of choosing. Now again, this, like we said, there's the big choices, like we had by Rus, by Matan Torah, the big monumental choices, life changers, what they call, what derech I want to go in my life. But not always are those the choices we make. There's also choices that are small choices, daily choices. Should I do this? Should I do that? There's also another kind of choice, another kind of bechira that people make, and that is how I'm going to react to a certain situation. It's also something we have to know. Part of our bechira, part of our choices. Someone once, a taxi driver once asked me, he said, you know, the whole religion is based on bechira. Bechira says, we don't have bechira. He says, I didn't have a choice what I wanted to do with my life, or how to do this, how to do that. No, that was his, he was expressing his feelings. And I told him, it's a mistake. Bechira doesn't mean always that we could choose what we want to do and where we want to be. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses for us. Everyone, Kfimashu. Sometimes a person gets to choose his path and what he wants to do. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines it for a person. So what's our Bechira? Our Bechira is how we're going to act within that situation. How we're going to react to a certain situation. If a person wakes up in the morning and he's in a rush and he goes out and his car, the battery is dead or whatever it is, that happened. That's not in his Bechira. But how he reacts to it, that's in his Bechira. Those are choices that we make. Come to yeshiva, you know. Sometimes we find it to be to our liking, different details, sometimes not. You know, Rabbeim, you have a boring mashkiah, you know. What do? You know, you could, you know, tune out. I'm not going with the program. Or you could say, listen, I'm going to make the best of the situation. Whatever it is, I have choices to make. That's what life is about, making choices. So sometimes they're big choices, and sometimes they're small choices. But life is about making choices. And I think, again, that's what we have to take from the story. We have to remember that choices make differences. And the choices we make now are the choices that form and shape our lives. The small choices and the big choices. Good, so how do we work on it? So I think that this differentiation between the small choices and the big choices could also help us to know how to work on it. What do I mean? When it comes to make that big decision, so what's going to determine how you make that big decision? Avada, it's your thoughts, your feelings, if you learned, you worked yourself up to the decision, but also, it's how you made your small decisions. Every time a bachur makes that decision in the morning, should I go to seder on time? Shouldn't I? He looks at his watch, it's 2 minutes, I could go 2 minutes early, I could start something else, I'll be 5 minutes later, whatever it is. I don't have to give you examples because the examples are in the thousands. Because there's always decisions. Should I do this? Should I do that? So he keeps making those decisions. The bachur who decides to make one good decision and another good decision and another good decision. So he's going to eventually, when it comes to the big decisions, so he'll be able to have that strength to make one of these big decisions and say, I'm going to do it because I know I can do it. And on the other hand, I'm not saying it's always like this, it's definite, I'm just saying it's a pattern, a person works on himself, that if a person never makes any of those decisions and he always takes the easy way, yeah, it's okay, so he'll be a little late, he's not feeling well, we'll go here, it's Franciscan. Like I said, the examples are in the hundreds and the thousands. If a person always, you know, makes the wrong decision, so to speak, so when it comes time to make that big decision, also, again, he's it's going to be hard for him because he's not melumad, he's not practiced in taking advantage of that choice that he has and to making the right choices. And that's what we have to think about. We have to look at the stories that we have in the parishes and we have to learn from it. We have to learn from seeing what the Torah tells us. We read about Rus, we read about Shus now, Bamidbar. We're learning now, just another example, the parsha of the Levim, right? We're talking now about the Levim had a special tafkid in the Mishkan. They had a special place to rest in the Mishkan. Right? We all know the famous story of Chofetz Chaim. One time he met Reb Shimon Schwab. Reb Shimon Schwab told over that when he met the Chofetz Chaim, Chofetz Chaim asked him, he said, why is it that I'm a Kohen and you're not? So, and why is it that I'm special and you're not? So he didn't know what to say. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Chazal tells why. You know why? He says, because when it came to Chet Egel, so my great-great-great-grandfather was one of the people that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mil Hashem Elai, he went. And yours wasn't. Very simple. Good. There were maybe other individuals that also weren't chayt in the Chet Egel, but as a whole, the Shevet Levi, they listened to that call, the call of Mil Hashem Elai, and they went. They made a choice. The Becheres, who until that point were doing that Veda, they were nivshal in the Chet Egel, so that's it. They lost that Veda. And that's what happened. Again, it was a big thing, a one-time thing. We probably will never be faced with such a thing in our lives, but we have to remember that that's what happens when people make choices. And it's something that we have to know. And thinking about it, where did it come from? Shevet Levi. And I have to realize, Shevet Levi, it's good to remember that Shevet Levi didn't have such a good start. In Shechem, when they went and they killed that city of Shechem, so Yaakov Avinu was upset with them. He said, Or Abim Kiyot, right? And Afal Pi Kein, they managed to make themselves into the Shevet HaNivcha, right? They worked on themselves. They came. They still had to live out his klala, Vafitim b'Yisrael, but Al-Kaponim, they were still the Shevet HaMuvcha. Where did it start from? When they went down in Mitzrayim, even though no one connects these two things, but I'm just saying, it comes from somewhere. When they went down to Mitzrayim, right? So they were not part of the Golos. Why not? Because when the Mitzrayim offered them work, they said, work, we'll pay you, right? We all know that's how the Golos started. That the Mitzrayim offered them, the whole Klal Yisrael, do work and we'll pay you. And then eventually the Mitzrayim stopped paying them and they made them Avodim. Shevet Levi said, we're not interested. We're staying in Yeshiva. And therefore they weren't part of the Yeshiva. So again, they had a choice. They made it. Years later they had another choice and they made it. And that's what made them into what they were. Klal Yisrael, why did they say Nasa V'Nishma? Where were they coming from? They were coming from Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu also was faced with choices. Avraham Avinu, when he was a little kid, he was one man against the world, right? Like Chazal said, Avraham Ivri, he was on one side and everyone else was on the other side. He certainly could have given in. He had a lot of reasons to give in. But Avraham Avinu said, no, I will not give in. And he stood And because of that, his children were able to stand on Har Sinai also. And they said, Na'aseh v'nishma, we will do. And that's what it is. We grow from one thing to the next. So here it's examples, not in the same people, but it's a process. It's a process. There's a famous story, you know, we talk about Rus also having made this choice when she was faced with the choice. So it's a very interesting chazal. A lot of darshan speak about it. Chazal say, and it says about David HaMelech, so it says, Motsosi David Avdi, Lashon V'Pasuk Navi, Motsosi David Avdi, I found David my Melech. So Chazal say, not sure Abba says, Hecha Motsosi, where did I find him? The Stein. I found David HaMelech in Stein. We're in Stein. So the Farshim say, we know where David HaMelech came from. He came from Rus HaMoyavia, and Moyav came from B'nai Slait. We're in Stein. So we're saying that the roots of David HaMelech somehow were there in Stein. So different Dashanim say different things. Well, Lamaisa, it's interesting that even though the B'nai Slait did not do, you know, such a nice thing, but HaKopanim, Chazal say, because there was some amount of L'shem Shamayim Val, so therefore they were able to be Zeicha to such a thing that David HaMelech came out of them. It's a story, I'll tell you an interesting story. Moshe Feinstein used to tell this story. Could be heard it. That he says that the Yidden Luban, he used to want to say how chashev the Yidden Luban were. He used to say the Yidden Luban was so chashev that one time, one of the Baal Batim got sick. He said he had this mumna sickness, his mouth blew up, he couldn't talk hardly. So he went to visit him, he was the Rav. So he asked him, what happened? So he said, I'll tell you. He said, I was being Mavis Sejman, I was learning the Pasha of B'nai Slait. And it bothered me so much that from them came out David HaMelech with such a nice maguna. So then I fell asleep. And I'm just telling the way Ramosh used to tell the story. And he wrote this in the Swarm. He was makabel this as emes. So the person said to me, I fell asleep and the nice light came to me in a dream. And they told me that, you know why we got some schar for this? He said, because we were honest about what we did. Because she named him Moyav, that it came from my father. And she said, I could have said, don't forget, the B'nai Slait with the tzikonius of the dog. She said, we could have said that it was an immaculate conception. Right? People get away with such a thing, you know, right? We should have said it came from nowhere, right? No, we said, we told the truth. And because of that, we were zeicha to have such David HaMelech come out of us. Mashiach came out of us. Ramosh used to say it over as pshat. He used to say, you see, I chashev the Baal Batimor. And he used to say it over, he was makabel, but that was pshat. I'm just pointing out that things don't come from nowhere. They come from somewhere. And so too in us, in our lives, we have to remember that. That big decisions and choices, we're going to come up with big decisions. This is the tkufa of the year where a lot of people are making big decisions. What to do, where to go, which shir I should go to, what my cheshbonah should be. And very often, you know, we're tempted to, you know, throw in the towel or not push to make that right decision, or to let something sway us that's maybe not 100% L'shem Shamayim. And this is what we have to remember, that we have to make our decisions correctly, and we have to have the strength of that being Beicha Batev, because that's the milo of being a human. The milo of being a person and a Yid is to make those good, correct choices. And that's where we have to take the chizuk from seeing the Shavuos and from seeing the story of Rus. We have to remember that in our lives too, we're going to have to make decisions, and we should want to make them right. And it should inspire us from now on that when the small decisions and the small choices come up, when we have a shaila, when to come to second seder, when to go to sleep, night seder, next thousands, millions in your lifetime, you're going to have choices like this, because everything is a choice. How to react to different situations. When my roommate does something, someone says to me, not nice, how do you react? Again, don't forget, it's a choice that you're making. You're choosing how to act. And those choices are going to make you into who you are. And Amir Hashem, we should take this chizuk, standing here at the Shavuos, that from now on, we're going to make the right choices. We're going to be Beicha Batev, first in the small things, in our reactions to situations, reactions to other people, in the choices in our own life, in our Avodas Hashem. And Amir Hashem, when we come to the big choices, we should always choose the right thing, and our coach should help us to have Siyata Shemayat to succeed.